Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago. His preaching today is entitled, Get Into That Place on High. The scripture is from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and proclaimed the good news everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied it.
Recently, I was watching one of those old movies just to pass the time. I remember watching the movie a million times or more when I was a child, and I was always fascinated. The movie was The Wizard of Oz. I know that some of you might think he must be crazy. But at times, I like to watch some of those old movies because they have a simplicity that many of our modern-day movies don't have. Also, I like the language much better. But as I was preaching and as I was watching the movie, something hit me very strangely. I'm sure that most of you know the storyline. When Dorothy landed in the town of the Munchkins after the storm, she seemed so tall. As they all began to come out one by one, she was the giant among them. She was no longer the little girl from Kansas, but she was seen as someone great in their eyes. She constantly had to look down at the people. Now, whether or not she felt something in that cannot be described, but it did move me to another area. Those who are short are always looked down upon. They're always put down, and they are really at the mercy of taller people. Imagine being the size of a munchkin and having to work in a kitchen that's meant for a taller person. Things are too high, and they are just out of reach. They can only reach so far, and that's it. But think about the hobbits in the movie Lord of the Rings. They were seen as being small, and they were always talked about and picked on. But in the end, it was a hobbit who saved Middle-earth from destruction. When we look at our own world and our own particular government, we usually elect people who are tall and have some stature because they face the world. When they stand up before other nations or government leaders, they have to show who is the powerful one. For the most part, short leaders are not really noticed, and if they are, they are almost always have something to prove. Of course, we can look at the exception in a person such as Mother Teresa. She was extremely short, but she commanded presence. Her humility made her stand out. But for the most part, those who are seen as leaders are those who stand tall and tower over others. They exhibit power. When we talk about God, we use adjectives such as all-powerful, omnipotent, or even almighty. We have to prove that God can tower above the enemy and defeat them. I recently read an article where it pointed out that when we pray the creed, for example, we say, for us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. We talk about Jesus coming down from the power above to be with us frail and insignificant human beings. He became one like us to show us the way. And the amazing thing in all of this is that it didn't end there, because he came to show us the way back to that place, which is prepared for all of us. When we look back to Holy Week and we reflect on the fact that on Good Friday, Jesus was lifted high on the cross, we could think that this was the end. But it wasn't the end. But it was the promise of something great for all of us. We don't have to worry about how tall or short we are in this new place, this place of heaven, because Jesus is telling us that he is showing all of us how we can be on high with him. But what is it that we have to do to get to this place on high? Jesus had met with his followers various times after his resurrection, but there was still a little doubt and fear in them. He had been with them, but he had to leave them so that the real work would begin. He told them to meet him on the mountain. He didn't take them as he had done in the past, but he told them to meet him. They, in other words, were given a new responsibility. They weren't led, but they were told what they had to do, and they were able to make this first step without him. They proved themselves when they made it there. And after arriving, he gave them other instructions. They were going to be the basis of their ministry for the rest of their lives. He told them to go forth and that great signs would accompany them. He told them that they would drive out demons and that they would speak new languages. He told them that they would be able to do so much, they would be able to lay their hands on the sick and that they would recover. He told them to go forth. And he told them that they had to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching the people to observe all that he had commanded them. This was their new task, and they saw him lifted up again, but not on a cross, but once again in the glory as they had seen on the mountain when he was transfigured. And he had already promised them that he was going to prepare a place for them and that he would return and take them. This was his promise, and they completed their task as well. Our challenge today is not to look at this as a nice story. Sometimes we can get caught up in the fact that Jesus' life happened so long ago and that it has apparently no bearing on the lives that we live today. We too are challenged as followers of Jesus to come and to continue the work that was begun by the 11 as they came down from that mountain nearly 2,000 years ago. We too are challenged to continue to make disciples of all nations and to teach them to observe all that he commanded. We too are asked to show the world not only who we are, but whose we are by the lives that we live and to give good example. You see, it doesn't matter if we are tall or short. It doesn't matter if we are fat or thin. It doesn't matter if we are black, white, brown, or every hue in between. What matters the most is that we follow the instructions that have been given us. We can be just like Mother Teresa and not even think about the fact that we may not have the eyes of the world because of our height, but we will have the eyes of the world because of what we do and how we live our lives. Jesus showed us that even the most powerful of all can become one like us and lift us up as we continue to lift our eyes to the heavens. It's not because it is impossible for us to reach, but it is the promise of a God who loves us all and wants us to share eternal life and glory. We are called to be truly Catholic. It is in understanding what Catholic is with a small c that we can truly live our lives as Catholics with a capital C. For behold, he has promised to be with us until the end of the age. Thank you.